You're listening to episode 241 of Women Worldwide. What does it take to launch your business, experience tremendous growth, and quickly gain international recognition? Well, I've got a guest today who has a lot to share on this topic, so stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you so much for showing up every single week, wherever you are in this world. We appreciate that you're with us and that you're helping to grow our network. You know, it's really, really noisy out there, and you have so many choices when it comes to where you're learning and where you go and where you want to spend your time. So the fact that you're listening and you're learning with the amazing guests of Women Worldwide just makes us so happy. So thank you for that. And speaking of noisy and lots of choices, that leads to today's topic, which is the entrepreneur and a really, really noisy world. And how do you, in a noisy world, grow your business out of your basement to become internationally recognized? When I was first growing my first company, email wasn't even a thing, okay? I think I had a fax machine. There was no social media. And when you were networking with people, you went to your industry events. That has all changed. The entrepreneur today has to be out there constantly, and it takes a lot to stay focused and determined. So let me get to my special guest. Joining me on the show today is Connie Zack. She is a co-owner, and she's the chief sales officer of Sunlighten. Now, Sunlighten is a company that offers infrared technology for saunas as an effective tool for healing. And Connie is going to share all about how she launched her company and how she's grown it. She actually came out of the corporate world. She spent 11 years at Procter & Gamble. And now today, she and her husband, who is the other co-owner, are building their business and really making their mark. So I could go on and on about Connie, but I think it's time she shares her journey with you. Connie, welcome. Welcome to Women Worldwide.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so honored.
Oh, well, thank you. It's great to have you on the show. And I line this up because I know that you launched your business out of your basement. And here you are today using infrared technology in saunas. And I'm sure you're going to share all about that. And it helps people with healing. And you're sitting in a sauna right now. So maybe
yes,
you can
all around.
Yes, maybe you can just share how you went from corporate to launching your business and why Sunlighten.
Oh, I'd love to. So I started because my brother was really sick. So it's a very personal, passionate story that he was extremely ill, and we think had high levels of mercury. We don't really know, but his dentist was, you know, working on his mouth and said, you know, you have some mercury leaking from your fillings. Maybe that's why you've been so sick for so long. He was really, really, really ill.
That's very scary.
And the dentist said, there's a technology called infrared that I've heard has some data that maybe it can help detox the body in a natural way. You should check into it. That was the start of really the rest of my life. And he bought at that time, there was really only like one product out there. He bought an infrared sauna, and it eventually changed his life. I saw what happened to him and thought, oh my goodness, this is crazy that this, like, sitting inside and sweating, that big of a difference. And it's because of the way the technology works with your body, which, you know, that's kind of a separate episode, right? But what the, as far as the business aspect, he started it originally and was on a mission to, you know, change the world and let everybody know about this technology that nobody had heard of. And a couple of years later, after he started it, there was a need to get additional funds and additional support and additional help. And we just kind of tripped into it on a family vacation. My husband and I and my mom and our family were all together in California visiting him. I think the business at that time was in Santa Cruz. And when we sat down and she kind of shared his challenges and the troubles and asked me, he said, you know, can you help? And, you know, you'll learn a part about me is family first and you know, family members in need. I saw on a business level what had, you know, transpired and how he had been transformed from a very, very ill person to a healthy, thriving, you know, individual.
And that's wonderful.
Okay, you know, maybe this is the path that, you know, we're supposed to take. And so Aaron and I, it's my husband, Aaron quit his job first. We were both working together at Procter & Gamble. That's where we met. And he quit and we moved all the office and back to our basement. Oh my goodness. it was crazy because I mean, I just literally moved to Cincinnati and I had bought this cute, adorable little house. And all of a sudden I had, you know, a internet business in my basement, like 300 square feet with all these new computers and servers. And that was not originally what I had planned when I moved to Cincinnati, but that was the start of it. And then, you know, we just, you know, one by one, day by day, focused on, okay, how do we get out of the financial trouble that we were in, while also trying to have the business thrive. And that's a whole nother episode. That's a separate one. If you ever want to go there, I can talk.
Oh my gosh, we might have to go there.
Yeah. Well, happy to share that. But so we, you know, just stay focused. And a couple of years later, we are on the Hot 100 Entrepreneur, you know, like fastest growing companies. We made the Inc. list. And we just, you know, accolades go on. We're on Oprah in 2009.
Oh, my goodness. You know. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I mean, first of all, solving a problem that people really have. And I'm so happy to hear that your brother is healthy.
Yes, me too.
That's first and foremost. And I love how family kind of bands together to help out. So I guess you never really, did you ever think you were going to be an entrepreneur?
I know. That's a great question. I always wanted to leave a very, very huge, large footprint on this world. So you know, I wanted to make a huge difference. I had just big aspirations. I thought that that would maybe transpire in the corporate world. And I put my heart and soul into my role there. And, you know, P&G is such a wonderful company. And I loved everything that I did there. There was a gap, you know, in my heart as far as, am I making enough of a difference? And when this transpired and this kind of came, like, you know, wait, this is probably the difference that I'm supposed to make. And I always wanted to, and so did Aaron, to, you know, have that difference in the world. I also wanted to have it connected to wellness. So what a greater place than to leave the world a healthier place as a result of what I do every day. I mean, nothing, it just doesn't get for me any better than that. And so I love, you know, I love hearing the stories from customers and how they are healthier and they feel better and their mind is clearer. They, you know, have a result of no pain as a result of using our product. I mean, that just, you know, that's what gets
better than that.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah. So how did you go from you and your husband to, I'm sure you have many employees today.
Yeah.
Was that explosive growth? Was that, you know, start small and build slowly? How did it work out with employees and building your team?
Yeah, it started like right away. You know, we moved to the basement and then and trying to, you know, every day kind of handle the urgent matters at hand. And then quickly, we saw that there was an opportunity to add, you know, additional personnel. And so, I mean, one of our greatest, you know, sales accomplishment was the first couple of people that we hired, because, I mean, it was our home, right? I mean, it was, right. It was the basement of our home in a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio, tiny little house, you know, adorable, but it was in the basement. I mean, there's nothing you can say to somebody. It's like, oh yeah, you should come here and work here in the basement, you know? Somehow I've never really spent much time thinking about all the people we hired there, but you know, like somehow people, you know, they came on board.
That's
and
great.
We didn't have a lot of money, so I can't, it wasn't the wages for sure. We just kind of told them.
It was the culture.
Well, yes,
and what you were doing, right?
It was and the flip flops and the shorts, and the, you know,
there's there was, nothing wrong with that.
It was the casual attire. You know, it was the only perk we had. Aaron, I still talk about this today. Is we had a water bottle filter, whatever those things are called.
Yes, you know, the water cooler.
Yes. Yes, that was on top of the server. And that was the only thing that we would, you know, we'd renew, because it was really important to us to have really great water.
Oh.
that was it. Occasionally I would go upstairs in the kitchen and make snacks for people, but that was pretty rare.
That's a pretty nice perk too.
Yeah.
Snacks from the, you know, the chief sales officer. My goodness. So what were, was there anything as an entrepreneur that maybe you didn't expect to be doing? So you come from the corporate world, and I'm sure you carried skills over that you could apply, but was there anything that was like, oh wow, I didn't think I'd have to do this?
You know, well, first of all, I mean, I didn't have expectations, so I'll answer that like first, just because I'd never done, you know, I'd never done this before. And so I didn't, and it wasn't that, like, I'm sure a lot of people who listen have an idea, have a plan, it's intentional, it's well thought out, you know, and it's part of just executing the plan, right? And so they have expectations. You know, mine wasn't anything like that. I mean, there was no plan. It was really literally jump off a cliff and there better be a parachute, because there is no plan B, you know?
Right.
So, that's really the best way to answer that. That's the truth, is I didn't have expectations. So I just went through every day, just like it is today, actually, is, you know, was a new day and it was a new challenge. And when we came across obstacles, we just had to figure out, you know, how to fix them.
Do you have, are there any obstacles that maybe stand out in your mind that you want to share with Women Worldwide, with the network, and maybe how you overcame them?
Well, there's so many, right? The first, you know, was hiring. I mean,
yeah.
You know, our first salesperson, that was just to, you know, convince her to join us in the basement when she was, you know, interviewing for like a healthcare position. So that was a big challenge, and how we overcame it is we laid out, you know, here's where we're going, here's where we are. And we're also, here's the other thing, is we're always, to this day, very transparent and honest. Like,
and so passionate.
You know,
Emily,
like, we don't, just, right. We don't have any money. we set a goal. Okay, we have a monthly goal. And if we make our monthly revenue goal, then we'll take you out for happy hour. And I used to just sit there at happy hour and just, my tummy was nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, how much are they going to order? Because we can't pay them. We put those things in place because we did want to make sure to celebrate. And I think that's important. Sometimes when you start a business or you're in your business, you get caught up in the business and you don't take time to celebrate those successes. And especially in today's day and age, you know, you need it. You do need to do it more often, you know,
yes.
Just to make sure that people feel valued and recognized for their contributions to your vision.
And that's what it is. I mean, when you're at that happy hour and you're celebrating, you're also celebrating your people.
Yeah.
And they're your greatest asset in your business.
For sure. The greatest accomplishment is the people that we have, you know, worked with over the years. I mean, they're just, that's what makes it, you know?
Absolutely. And do you find that you surround yourself with people who are like you, or they have their different personalities? You know, are you in the same pod, or is it better to have different perspectives? How do you surround yourself with your employees? What are they like?
Oh, they're awesome. So we're very intentional, and like, I'm very clear on my gaps. I have a lot. And I know my strengths, and I know where there's huge gaps. And so I always want, and it was the same way when I was at P&G, like I always want to be able to work with people who are, you know, at a different level than I am, who have things, have aspirations and goals and skills and desires and strengths that I don't have. Because, I mean, you know, if they hire people that are just like me, then I might as well be doing it. And I really want, you know, people who bring something totally different to the table. And it's important on a culture level that there's a fit. You know, we hire culture first, skill second. So it's really important that, you know, I can sit down and go to happy hour with them, right? Like I can sit there and like look at them in the eyes and, you know, break bread and, you know, enjoy a conversation outside of work. That's really, really important. And if you hire people that you enjoy learning more about and knowing what are their aspirations, what is their family like, how did they grow up, you know, just understanding their background and understanding where they're going, then you build a really wonderful team and you can help them as well as they can help you. I mean, I learn, you know, I tell this to my kids every day. I learn something from other people every day. And I learn from my kids every right. day.
And that's how you keep growing as well. Connie, I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts just for a moment. We're going to shift our focus over to the sponsor of today's episode, which is Routledge Publishing. Do you know Routledge Publishing, Connie? Have you ever heard of Routledge
before? I haven't.
Okay. I will tell you, and I'll yes. tell everybody who's tuning in. Routledge Publishing is among the world's leading and largest educational publishers of textbooks and academic journals. And they just happen to be the publisher of my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And in this book, Connie, I have curated and answered over 150 questions all about reputation, building relationships, modern communication, social media, measurement, mentoring, you name it. And I thought it would be really fun if you answered a question from my book. So are you game?
I'm game. I'm always game.
Awesome. Okay, so yeah. Connie, your question is question number 157. And it comes out of the mentoring chapter.
Oh, great. It's my favorite.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. What can you do to become a better role model?
Oh, so many things, right? Oh, my goodness. I think about that all the time. I think about it with my kids all the time. They're 10 and 12. And so I'm like, how can I be, you know, in the business world, having a very clear voice and using it, I think, is a really important thing that we all need to do, that I need to do. I can always do better. And what I mean by that is, you know, as a woman, a lot of times that we pause and take, you know, maybe unsure what we're going to say, especially if we're in a room of, you know, of men and they're all talking, and sometimes maybe, you know, we're just hesitate, and I catch myself. And as a role model, I think it's really important to use your voice and share your thoughts and put yourself out there, you know, because I always show up, and sometimes I'll walk away and I'm like, probably could have shared a little bit more, probably should have said this, and that's how I could do it better.
That's a really great answer. Thank you so much for sharing. The voice is so important. And I can go on about that, because Women Worldwide was created to give women a voice
yes.
and a platform. So just that you said that, it just aligns so much with
our goal. Thank you for what you're doing. It's awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you to Routledge for being the sponsor of today's episode and also for publishing my book. And anybody who is watching or listening to Women Worldwide today, you can get a download, you can download a free chapter from my book if you go to bit.ly/learningtheessentials. So that's bit.ly/learningtheessentials. Type that into your browser and you can download a free chapter. So thank you. And Connie, let's dive back into our discussion. Okay. So you were sharing about the people around you, gaps, personalities that are different, complementary. And, you know, I wanted to ask you about, you know, we were talking about your growth. How easy or challenging has it been? And we'll even add voice in there because it's so noisy out there, to be able to get recognized and to share sunlight. And, you know, I'm sure you started with in the United States and now you're international. So talk about has it been a noisy road? Is it hard for the entrepreneur today to get out there because of everything that's going on?
That's a great question. You know, I just, as far as my mental like approach, it's, I truly really try not to anticipate difficulties. So, you know, yes, has it been hard? Yes is the direct answer. But, you know, along this journey and every day, like, I just look at opportunities as opportunities to win, right? And so I think, and that's a lot of probably what's led to the success of our company and probably what's led to a lot of the wonderful talent we have is we, even on our darkest days, right, there's still, you know, a light, right? There's like still that. Something to focus on. And that's kind of the North Star, right? Is we want to leave the world a healthier place. We make wellness possible as a result of what we do. So let's focus on the positives and just spend time on that. So it's kind of a bizarre answer. I just realized your question,
but it's really powerful. I think it's a powerful answer. What I'm hearing you say is that the positive outlook can get you over any hump. And you're also saying that, yes, there are challenges, but there's always something to be thankful for, which is really important.
Yeah. I mean, we're our own. I say this to, you know, people all the time. It's, you know, whether we win or lose, it's up to us, right? It's like, it's our choice. And it's also your choice on how you perceive something and how you look at it. And I just choose to look at that as, you know, it's an opportunity to either learn a new skill, to, you know, develop new relationships. I mean, there's something in there to learn. There is definitely a learning moment.
Yes.
And let's focus on that and then apply it and then let's keep going.
Yeah, you know, talking about the learning moment. So I just did this talk at the Intrado Client Summit and it was about Women Worldwide. And I've certainly taken some missteps along the way, but I even took a positive take to the missteps. I call them successive moments, right? So no matter what you do, no matter missteps, mistakes, failures, it all leads to something that you can move forward with knowledge, with that experience that's going to help you and propel you. What about, so you are the chief sales officer. With sales is relationship. How important are relationships that you're developing today for your company?
They're everything. I look at relationships. I look at every relationship as a partner. So that's how, like, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a new hire, whether it's a new customer. I mean, it is all about, we also have another business called, Sunlight Day Spa, which is our, we have it's a brick and mortar, beautiful, beautiful day spa that's on our first level that showcases our products. And so I bring that because on the commercial side, we built that to learn about how to market our products in the commercial environment. And when we talk to, you know, somebody from Marriott or the Westin, whatever, it's all about the win-wins. So, you know, I can help them because I already have a business that has our product. I know how to monetize it. I know how to market it. I've been doing it successfully. And so I can help them. So it's all about the win-wins, right? And right. And if you can do a win-win-win, that's my main focus, is if you can do it three, you know, different times, then that's even better. So you can't be in a win-lose situation. You can't be in a lose-lose. And I tell that everybody, to customers, whoever I'm working with, if this is, you know, if you're just to be real simple, if you're going to buy a product from me and you don't feel great about it, it's not going to work.
Like, that's not a win-win.
No, it's got to be a win-win, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I also want to mention that you're sitting in one of your saunas,
yeah.
which is really cool.
Thanks.
And just a question, you know, so is the sauna for the, could it be for the business professional who goes to the hotel, who wants to just have a sauna? Or is it something that you're working with doctors and hospitals for maybe patients who have issues going on in their systems and might need that infrared technology? Or is it both?
It's all of the above.
Okay.
It's all of the above. You can buy, we have many different choices, many different options. We have different types of even of infrared light technology. That's where we are focused and specialized, is in the infrared light technology. That's one of my, is on the business side, on Women Worldwide, one of my, you know, main, not really lessons, but suggestions, is to be focused, you know, and to know where you're going, knowing what you are and what you aren't. And at Sunlighten, that's an area where we do infrared light therapy, and we do it really, really well. We do it better than anybody else. And that's our, you know, it's our wheelhouse. And we provide products to residential consumers, to business consumers. And on the business side, it's any business, right? If you have a corporation, if you have a day spa, if you have, you know, a wellness studio, if you have a fire station, I mean, whatever you have, our product can benefit due to the results that we achieve.
Right. I mean, it's so good to hear you talk about focus.
Yeah, I'm real passionate about that.
Yeah, it's very easy for the entrepreneur to kind of, I could go down this road or that road. And not that you're staying in your lane, because your business is certainly growing and different applications, the way the saunas are used, but just knowing what you're good at and what you have and being able to put your voice out there clearly, I think that really helps and makes a difference in your growth.
Right. And making sure, I think as women, we want it all, right? Like, especially probably, I'm sure your women listeners, I'm sure that's like the profile is they, you know, and I think it's really important. I know it's really important to know what is it all. And then to line up, and I like have my career goals and I have my family goals, and they better be married. Because I find that most women I talk to, you know, they want to move to a C-level position. They want to do this and this and this. They also want to be at all their kids' sporting events. And they want to make sure that, you know, everybody gets, you know, A's and like every, you know. And, you know, you start to look, it's like at both of those and you think, okay.
How is that going to work?
and then do you have a significant other? And then how does that play in?
Right.
So it's just really important that. So many people, like, they talk about this work-life balance and they talk about business and personal, and they talk about it separate, but it really should be one.
Yeah, blended. Mm-hmm. Because you're one person, and
who you are at work is
who you are in your personal life.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You mentioned your partner and how that plays. So I have to ask, before we get to the advice question, just quickly about being the husband and wife team. Do you guys, are you kind of the let's do this everything together or divide and conquer?
definitely divide and conquer. I mean, that comes from the basement days for sure, because we didn't have any other. I mean, that was our only choice to get to the place where we needed to be. We had to, like, okay, you take care of these phone calls, I'll take care of these phone calls, you take care of. I always said I didn't understand the concept of wood very well, like woodworking and wood making, and would call in and ask questions. I'm like, okay, so hold on a second. I'm going to transfer you. And I like to say, Aaron, just handle the wood questions, and I'll take the rest.
Because you know what you do well.
Right. I don't care how long, like, you know, you tell me how the answer is. It's not in my brain. I do want to preface, because we're different than most husband and wife couples where you're married and then you start a business. I saw him. I knew everything about him and how he worked in the corporate world and the environment and who he worked for and what they thought of him and everything. Because we were friends at P&G. That's how we met. And vice versa. He saw me like lead teams. He saw me present. We knew how each other showed up at work. Right. And we knew the reputation, and we knew the ethics and the character and what they stood for each other. And so it was not a challenge to think, okay, am I going to be able to have a successful business with this person? Because I still do. I have so much respect for Aaron, so much. I mean, he's an amazing, amazing, leader, man, father, business owner, like just goes down the list. He's really, really great. And, I'm sure he'd say the same thing about me.
Oh, I'm sure he would. What an awesome story that you both know each other so well and how you show up, and you've had such a great journey together. Well, I'm glad you're in it together and that you divide and conquer and get done what you need to get done.
I'm glad we're in it together too.
Yeah, you guys will do very well. I can tell. You're welcome. So Connie, we're at the advice question, which is like rounding out the entire show. What advice can you give to all those women? And we have men also who are tuning in or who are watching us on YouTube. What do you want to tell them when it comes to goals and dreams? What's your best advice?
My best advice is the advice I give myself as well. And that is to follow your gut instinct. Follow your gut and just listen to it. And I think sometimes, specifically as women, I know like Aaron has strong gut instincts as well, but specifically women, sometimes that gut can be really strange. Like it can be just a strange feeling. And if you think, gosh, that doesn't make logical sense to follow that, but we're very intuitive and so are men. So I want to make sure I include that as well. Whenever I have not followed it, it hasn't produced, the results. And I would also follow it on the timing too, because there's been, as I reflected of, so I had a gut instinct and I wanted to have a gut instinct to do that decision right then. And then I eventually did that decision, but it would have been much better. Oh. It would have been much better for the business if I had done it the moment it came to me. And it seemed like I have so many examples of it. At the time I thought, I can't do that. Right. I can't, because financially, well, whatever. Then it comes the logic side that, and boy, you can follow your gut, like follow it. I just can't stress that enough. Yeah, I have a ton of other pieces of advice, but that's if I have to do one.
Well, we'll have to have you come back. Sounds like you have some other stories to share as well as lots of advice. Last question, super easy. Where can people find out more about you and Sunlighten?
Sunlighten is sunlighten.com. And there's also the phone number, 877-292-0020. That's the majority of people call in, but you can go to our website at sunlighten.com, sunlighten.com. You can contact me directly. My name is Connie Zack. My email is czack@sunlighten.com, and it's Z-A-C-K. And I am more than happy to, if anybody has questions or whatever, you're more than happy to reach out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Connie, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This was really, really interesting. I hope Women Worldwide listeners reach out, learn more about you, and also Sunlighten, which sounds fascinating. And just wishing you and Aaron and your team the best of luck.
Thank you.
I think we'll be learning more and more about you. So thank you. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Women Worldwide. We appreciate you showing up, and we also appreciate you sharing the amazing stories of our guests like Connie. And please keep the feedback coming. We love when you tweet to us or DM me, right, on Twitter. You can post on Facebook. Go to the womenworldwideshow.com website. Sign up for our updates. And don't forget, you can watch us on YouTube. You can subscribe to my channel. All the different ways that you're talking to us. Thank you. We appreciate it. So until our next episode, friends, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.